Chapter 3. Then it rained. It rained a lot. Mary had to stay inside. She was bored. She had nothing to do. "You can read a book," Martha said. "Mrs. Medlock does not want me in the library," Mary said. "What can I do?" "I know," Mary thought. "I will go exploring. I will look around the manor." Mary walked around the house. She found many portraits of people. She found many strange things to play with. She found a family of mice. There were 6 babies. She left them alone. She did not want to scare them. She walked for a long time. She sat down. She was bored. Then she heard it. Someone cried. It was very close. Mary followed the sound. She got to a door. Mrs. Medlock opened it. She was very angry with Mary. "What are you doing here?" she asked. "I heard someone crying," Mary said. Mrs. Medlock grabbed Mary. Mrs. Medlock took Mary back to her room. "No, you did not," Mrs. Medlock said. "You cannot walk around the house." Mrs. Medlock locked Mary's room. Mary went to bed. Martha brought Mary her breakfast. There was no rain. The sky was bright. The sun shone. "Spring is coming," Martha said. "I want to meet your mother." "I want to meet Dickon," Mary said. "You can go to the cottage," Martha said. "They won't like me. I know that. No one likes me. I do not like myself." "Do you like yourself?" Mary asked. "I like myself. I like you too. You need to go out. Playing will make you feel better," Martha said. Mary went outside. Ben was in the garden. "Spring is coming," he said. Mary went to the wall. She walked around it. She looked for the door. She found a hole in the ground. There was a key in the hole. "It must be the key to the garden," Mary thought. "Where is the door?" Martha went to see her family. She came back. She went to see Mary. "My mother gave you a present," Martha said. She gave Mary a skipping rope. "What is it?" Mary asked. "It is a toy. You skip over it," Martha said. Mary liked her new toy. She had something to play with. She went to show Ben her toy. Ben was very happy. He liked Mary. She was happy in the garden. He was her friend. Mary skipped around the garden. The wind blew. It blew back the ivy. Mary saw the door to the garden. She put the key in the door. She turned it. She opened the door to the secret garden.